Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Okay, are we all here? Should we take roll call? What's happening?
Here.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. Welcome
present.
To the big show. My headphones seem really loud right now. What the hell is going on? That's fine, though. I don't mind. I just want to know what's happening. I'm Eddie, and we have Jason is here.
Good evening.
Good evening. Chris is here.
Yes, I am.
1-888-99-IDOBE is the phone number if you want to call in and say what's up to us and say hello. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this. Is it just me or do you...
The HIV? Yeah, I've never had
you
it.
You never had the HIV?
No.
Is it just me or does it make you a little tired?
Drag.
Some sort of venereal disease?
Well, have you ever had a girlfriend who just likes to rearrange all the time?
No.
No, you haven't, Jason?
No.
Really?
I don't get it. Like, my past couple girlfriends like to rearrange nonstop. I don't understand.
Are they on stimulants?
Is it? Maybe they are, but is it that I'm so boring that they have to have a little spice in their life? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm caught.
Eddie's terrible in bed. I better go rearrange.
That's where I was going to go. He doesn't please me in bed, so I have to look at myself in other matters.
So that's how they get out their sexual frustration.
You got to keep it fresh in the relationship. Because obviously you're not doing it in the bedroom.
Yeah, so, you handcuff them to the bed and they can't rearrange anything.
Okay,
I'll
try that.
Missionary gets boring, my friend.
Yeah, but what else is there? I didn't know there was any other way to do it.
Let us introduce you to doggy style.
I don't get it. Always rearranging of the furniture. Like Megan, like last night, all of a sudden she's like, "I want to move the bed over here. I think I liked it on this wall better."
It looks the same to me.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I always like the last couple times I've helped her, and this time I'm like, okay, you're on your own.
Yeah,
I'm. You can rearrange all you want, but I'm not moving anything because I'm tired of it and everything. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Bed on this wall, bed on that wall, couch here. Oh no, let's angle it a tiny bit. Oh, okay, yeah, this really
Let's put it back.
Yeah, I don't.
After
I don't
you move it all? That actually looked better originally.
Yeah. I don't know.
So that's your life now.
Rearranging furniture. Yeah, it's really.
A weekly
basis.
It's
a little annoying, I gotta say. I don't really like the furniture being rearranged all the time.
And then if it's dark and you don't remember that you rearranged,
then you stub your toe on something, yeah.
Yeah. That's a safety issue.
It's a fire hazard, I'm sure. Maybe I can get the fire department to come to my apartment and say that it's not okay for things to be rearranged.
Oh. That would be
fun. Can we call the fire department right now or something?
Know.
Let's call 911.
You know, I'm thinking I was looking out your window and I noticed that I think last week we were trying to get you to go talk to the hobo that was on the street corner.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if it was a man or a woman. Well, it's back.
Well, we were trying to get Chris to do that, not me.
Right.
Yeah. So it's back.
It's back. I don't know. Well, we got to figure out if it's a man or a woman.
Can we find out live on the air, Chris?
Why don't you ask Jamin? He's all about it. Jason.
Yeah, Jamin's not here.
Yeah,
thanks,
we don't
Dick.
Know who that is. Who's Jamin?
Who knows? Sorry, Jason.
Take him a beer.
Well, why don't you why don't you go outside
like
the studio? There's a homeless man outside the studio. He's doing a little panhandling.
Woman.
Or a woman.
Say it.
Why don't you go out there with a beer? You'll liven the that guy's, or even a beer or a dollar, and then as you're handing it to him, ask if they're a man or a woman on the air. Can you do that for us?
No,
I
will half-drinking
ask.
Beer. Half-drinking beer. No, you have to ask. That's the
part. Rude. It's rude.
Will you take him a beer on the air? That'd be pretty cool, and that would probably make his day really good. Don't you think?
Unless it's like a recovering alcoholic, and you put him into a tailspin of drugs and alcohol and suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, I was almost going to say yes, but I think Jason talked me out of it, actually.
Oh.
All right, then take him a dollar or like a few, some change, just some change.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird just walking out there and being like, here you go, friend. Walking back in the building.
No,
it's
you have to hand him.
Here's a quarter, okay?
Hand him the quarter and ask him if it's a man or a woman.
I wouldn't just hand somebody a quarter. That's patronizing.
You want a quarter and a few pennies and, you know.
That's not, dude, they're panhandling.
Is she panhandling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything helps.
Yeah, don't you read the signs?
That's a sign.
Anything helps.
Well, if they're panhandling. I thought she was just chilling on the corner.
No.
Oh, she's panhandling.
She's asking for trouble.
But you can't do it from the studio balcony because I don't want there to be any correlation of where you came from in case she doesn't like you, she doesn't like you or something. So it's for your own protection.
It's a controlled access building.
Well, do you want to go do this real quick? Go, then maybe you can confirm the sex of this hobo for us on the air.
I'm not doing that on the
you
air.
Should do Come it. On, it's a bit on the air. What do you mean you're not doing that on the air? You don't want to confirm the sex of the hobo?
Not while I'm like there, like not.
No, no,
I'm
no,
not
no.
Ask,
don't like, ask.
Or I'm not gonna say anything.
Just be on the
time.
You can
just
be on the phone and go give them a little change, and then maybe on your way back when they're out of earshot, you can let us know what you think.
Yeah.
No, you have to ask. I think that makes the bit. Otherwise, that's kind of stupid.
Do you want to do it?
No, I don't want to do it. I come up with the ideas.
Well, I guess even if you don't ask, though, you should. I can understand.
When's
why
the
you
last
don't want
time Eddie's done a street thing?
When's the last time you did one?
I snorted
New Year's.
What'd you do New Year's?
I went out and I screamed "Happy New Year, fuckers!"
But no, yeah, nobody was around, though.
Yeah.
Well, ooh, ballsy.
And last week,
hey, that's what didn't friend you ask?
I did a stunt last week. I snorted the Mrs. Dash.
Oh, so did
oh,
I.
Yeah.
So
I forgot to tell Katie.
Well, kudos. Fucking to you.
Can you just go give the homeless person a little bit of change and come back?
Sounds like such a hassle.
Hey. I got a Burger King cup
right here.
Full, like half drinking of soda. Go give him that.
Or give him a full soda. There's some in the fridge.
Yeah.
Soda or beer. It's up to you. If they seem like an alcoholic, maybe the soda. Maybe bring out both.
I think there's an underlying.
You know what? I'll think about it.
There's an underlying.
No, just do it. We're in the moment here.
There's an underlying issue that Chris doesn't want to help the down and out people.
Yeah.
Like, what are you above them? You can't help another human being?
That's bullshit.
I is it?
I'm just not going to go out of my way for them. That's all.
You can't walk down the street half a block?
No. This city is littered with homeless people. I expect the homeless to come to me.
And if they did, you'd probably freak out.
You
would say, zombie, zombie, and take them out with a chainsaw.
If only. Now, that would be a bit.
Well, are you going to do this? Because we're building this up and nothing's happening.
Ooh, that would be good. Go down to the rescue mission and start yelling out zombie and acting crazy.
Yeah, my instinct is not to do this.
What? Your instinct is not to give money to a homeless person?
Yeah. In this instance, and yeah.
Oh, come on. All you have to do is.
It just seems so lame and like such a hassle.
It's not lame because we want to find out if this homeless person is male or female, and you're going to get a good look at him or her.
You know, I think ultimately I know that we're making fun of this person behind their back, and I'm feeling guilty.
We are not making fun of this person.
How are we making fun of them?
We just really want to know if this person is male or female. I mean, it's
Dad, there's nothing
wrong with
that.
Not knowing if someone's a man or a woman, that's kind of insulting.
Not really.
Did you ever watch The Addams Family?
What's she talking about?
Did you ever watch The Addams Family?
Yeah, of course.
Cousin It, you always wonder if that was a guy or a girl.
With the hair?
Yeah.
Can we?
It was an It. It wasn't a.
Chris, can we just get you on the street and just go do this real quick and just get it over with? I mean, really?
Yeah, no.
Can we just do it? Just go give him this quarter. I have a quarter for you.
I mean, I took off my shoes to come in here, and like, I can't just
I have
slip
some
them
slippers.
On and off.
I have some slippers.
Not wearing your slippers on the street.
Take one of Eddie's.
Yeah. Out of your mind.
Take one of Eddie's artwork, pieces of artwork.
Sure, give him that.
Give him that Against Me poster that's framed. Just take him, walk up, and give it to him.
Now that would be cool, Eddie.
Would you go do it?
Yeah,
Eddie won't.
Would
you
give away your poster? It's a pretty cool poster.
You can do the other one.
All right.
Or you can do one of those things. Some of those, some of that artwork.
No, you, that,
yeah, I do that.
The artwork that he's speaking of is in the studio kitchen, and that really sets the tone.
For the rest I hate of that fucking thing.
The ambiance.
When I ordered that artwork, it looked a lot different on the website. I guess you should never order artwork online.
Well,
it's cool. It looks cool. I know, like okay.
It's not my favorite.
Note to self: never go to an art museum with Eddie because his taste is.
Poor
average.
Yeah. Well, when I'm at an art museum bidding on $1 million paintings, I'm sorry that my taste isn't up to par with your standards, sir.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know a Rembrandt from a Raphael.
Yeah, I'm a barbarian.
The art that we're speaking of looks like it was in a urinal and multiple people pissed on it.
Yeah, I think that's how they made it.
Yeah.
It looks like Jackson Pollock's retarded cousin accidentally took a shit on some canvas and sold it to Eddie.
I like the piss.
Zing!
He has a retarded cousin.
Little known fact.
Oh, well, thanks for enlightening me on that.
Yeah.
Chris is like a walking Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I'm Google, bitch.
No, we should call him Wiki.
I know. Why
don't
you go to
his nickname?
Wiki.
Wiki.
Just don't call me WikiLeaks.
Why don't you go to the homeless person and give them some money, then ask if there's anything that they want to Google, because you know they don't have the opportunity to Google anything. Then you can Google something for them real quick.
Yeah, I'm not going
to... Maybe they need a map quest.
Maybe
to
like
another street corner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make them feel bad about their situation by rubbing in that I have ready Google access on my smartphone and they haven't eaten in a week.
They probably have it on their iPhone and their Bentley's around the corner.
The average panhandler makes like $100,000 a year.
True.
I really don't feel bad.
The good ones.
Maybe they're not.
Not the retarded alcoholic.
Why are you making
drug
fun of this
addict?
Person?
Behind their back?
Why are you doing
yeah.
that?
What?
Oh, dude. Why would you make fun of this person?
I'm not saying that she's or he's a retarded
what?
Drug addict. But,
I think it's a girl, so that's even worse because you called it a he. At least you're saying it because you're unsure.
I think. Oh, why are we still having this conversation? I'm.
Uh-oh,
done
Google's
with this
overloaded.
Conversation.
Maybe they need you to Google like an actor's name. Like, who is that actor in Bill Cosby? And it's been driving them nuts for like 3 years. They want to know the name of the daughter in Bill Cosby with the cornrows.
What was her name?
Exactly. Imagine if you were
Felicia
homeless.
Rashad.
Dude,
that's probably pretty close.
Can I go back to the Wiki thing? Every time we go to the bathroom, we're going to say WikiLeaks.
We did take us backwards.
Backwards?
We had moved on.
Yeah, back to something that was before the Wiki part. So haven't we been moving backwards this whole time. And actually, we're continuing our conversation from last week.
Oh, yeah, huh.
So it's just a continuation of backing.
What was last week?
When we were talking about, well, really, I have to back up for you more.
Yeah, can you refresh my
memory? About
the
homeless person?
I feel like this is like a Bizarro show, like Superman's Bizarro World.
Yeah,
anybody?
It's only been like 2 minutes.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I feel like we're just gonna keep going backwards.
Well, coming up, we have an interview.
Ugh. Oh.
Ugh, oh.
Way to show some enthusiasm for what we do here.
Well, I'm. It was more of a, okay, don't pay attention to me. Dicks. Ugh.
Well, I'm just...
All right, fair enough. Sorry.
Some forward momentum because we were just dwelling in the past, you know?
Yeah. Bizarro show.
We have the title flight.
Oh, great.
Supposedly they're really good.
Really?
That's what everybody says.
Who's everybody? They don't say Tom. It's Tom.
Patrick.
Pitchfork Patrick. Media.
Patrick is now booking guests for us. He's the...
Who's Patrick?
That dude we gave hell to last week, new DJ.
I don't think we gave him hell.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah.
We could have well, whatever. Worse, but you know who, though. That's the...
Oh, his name is Patrick?
Yeah, he's now booking guests. Well, doesn't really matter what his name is.
No, not really.
I mean, I don't... But he actually didn't even book this guest. I did, because he didn't do his job this week.
Well, he's learning. He's
actually,
in training.
He seems to have no problem getting guests on his show, but he can't get his shit together for this show.
You're gonna blame him for being smart and looking out for his show?
I am.
Yeah,
that's
a
good idea.
His career is in the hands of Eddie right now, so you would think he would probably try to kiss his ass a little bit.
You think he would want to piss me off right now? If I see he has some good guests on his show tomorrow night.
He's pulling the plug.
Yeah.
He has the capability.
I got a good idea. Let's call this guy back again this week and tell him that he, this Patrick kid. And
call him right now.
Tell him that he has to take a drug test for Adobe. That we're starting a drug screening. I don't know.
He sounded like a straight edge to me.
Yeah, he's
he did, kind of. He'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so that's
fine. Just tell me where to show up.
Well, let's see what he says anyways, shall we? And I have my our new segment producer, Patrick, who didn't do his job this week. A little jerk, you know? One simple task, book a band to talk to on the show. Is it that hard,
Chris? He's going
to
not.
What is this damn dog is crawling all over the desk here.
We need to call an exterminator.
I know.
These rats are getting out of control.
They're getting bigger.
He almost knocked a fucking beer into all of our equipment.
And it was a full beer.
Yeah. Service.
Please check the number.
And what?
He's dodging.
His number is not in service. I highly doubt that.
That guy learns quick, though. He's already changed his number, so we can't harass him.
Either that or we're not paying him enough.
Or
a little bit of both.
Maybe I dialed the wrong number. I don't know. There we go.
Or Eddie's jackass and can't put a number into a fucking...
Who dials numbers anymore? I'm sorry. It's a lost art.
You clicked numbers. You didn't dial. You clicked. I think dials in reference to a rotary. No?
What the hell are you talking about?
Dials in reference to a rotary?
Rotary phone?
What?
Because dial... pushing buttons now. It's not really dialing. Is that dialing? What's the... With this wiki, what's the definition of dialing?
All right. I think you dug yourself into a hole.
I don't know.
And this is strike number two. He's not answering his phone when we call. He should answer his phone when we are on the air at all times.
Okay, now let's call his mom and that'll be strike three if she doesn't answer.
Right, we do have his mother's phone number. That is true.
Because I still have some Tupperware she... sent home with me last night.
He should have never given us his mother's phone number. That was a big mistake. Does he have voicemail or what? This is fucking ridiculous, guy. Whose phone rings this much?
Yeah, what the hell?
Really want him to
be a segment.
I hate people who don't set up their voicemail.
You really want to be a sick...
Oh, my God.
You want him to schedule us interviews and he can't set up a voicemail box?
Apparently he can't. You know, I don't know what this guy's problem is. And he can't even answer his phone when we call. And he knows we're on the air. Who is this jackass? Why do we have this guy working for us?
I don't know.
Because he's doing it for free. And actually, hopefully he'll book some guests. He's only had 1 week. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But I still wanted to give him some shit for not having a guest ready because he's had all week.
Yeah, we just wanted to give him hell. He seemed like a cool guy, I thought.
And yeah, you know. A little bit. Maybe a little bit of a too straight edge sort of a kid. But you know.
Judging him because he's still in high school? Who isn't straight edge when they're in high school?
Is he in high school?
The burnouts. He sounded like he was in high school.
I think he's in college.
No, I think he's like a freshman in college.
I'm not a burnout, thank you.
Sorry.
Eddie's not a burnout, thank him.
Sorry.
Eddie's not a burnout. You were probably one of the only straight edge kids I knew in high school. I don't know if that's good.
Then he started hanging out with
us. We say straight edge like I'm.
You didn't
was
do
like,
drugs or drink.
Yeah, but not by choice. I just didn't have ready access.
Well, yeah. And now you're going nuts.
Yeah, now we can't stop.
I'm going nuts.
We can't stop you.
Yeah.
You open this guy's back seat, the door to his back seat in his car, and just fucking beer bottles and cans and everything else just comes out of the door.
Mostly like
it's like
time.
A trash can back there, a giant fucking recycling bin.
Well, you know, people just leave that shit on the side of the road. It's not good for the environment.
That excuse doesn't work anymore. We know
yours. We all have to live on this planet, folks.
We know it's yours, my friend.
We go to your house and it's like you're at a Super Bowl party at Charlie Sheen's.
Yeah.
Cocaine everywhere.
You're making strippers. Me sound like a really cool guy.
Well, drinking.
I wish I could live up to all this. Actually,
drinking a 30-pack of Peebers every night is not really healthy. By yourself,
it's a miracle I can even digest that much water, much less the beer.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
When you start at 9 o'clock and you end at midnight.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. It's Adobe Radio, 8899 Adobe. And on the line we have Shane from Tidal Flight. And already he's asking how long the interview is going to be. Is that what you were saying?
What's that?
Were you asking how long the interview is going to be?
No, I was caught a little off guard. I'm sorry.
But were you asking that? It's okay if you were. I'm just wondering.
No, I wasn't. But how long is it going to be?
About 2 hours. Do you have 2 hours?
2 to 3.
Yeah, you're
two
free,
hours.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to get into here.
We're gonna get really in depth.
Yeah, we want to know every little thing about your life. We're gonna get really, really, really detailed here.
Let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Kingston, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, let's back up.
Fascinating.
Let's back up a little more. Let's talk about your parents and their lives first, because we have a lot of time.
Yeah, we really should establish the genealogy.
Yeah.
When was conception?
Well, the parents were born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They went to Bishop Hoban High School. I don't know.
All right. Was your father? Did he go to college or anything like that?
No.
What kind of a childhood did you have? Did your parents make a lot of money? Would you say you're average or maybe poor?
Were your parents violent toward you?
One question at a time, Chris.
Sorry. I feel it's all wrapped together. You know, it's all interrelated.
Would you let the man answer the question?
Certainly. Please go ahead.
This is kind of awkward.
I know it is awkward. You're making this very awkward. So answer the question.
All right. Fuck off.
Dude, come on. Oh, he hung up on us. You gotta be kidding me. We can't have a little bit of fun with somebody? They hang up on us?
I can understand why he hung up.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, my God. What? You can understand why he hung up, Jason?
Yes.
What did we say?
Because he was coming in for a professional interview,
and then
it wasn't.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of this happening.
It's a shame, Ran.
Oh, my God. See, okay, I'll tell you what's going on. This guy is really young. He's like 19 years old, and this is like he's very defensive for some reason. We're just trying to have a little bit of fun. I would have done this to any band, big or small.
We didn't even say anything offensive.
If it's not like we were trying to antagonize him, we're just trying to loosen him up a little bit.
Yeah, we're
know?
Just joking around.
Then he tells us to fuck off and he hangs up the phone. What a little... that's just really uncalled for.
Well, yeah. I did ask when he was conceived. So.
And that's a legitimate question. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I'm tired of these bands.
Do you blow up at somebody if they ask you when you were conceived? You just laugh it off, right?
Seriously. I'm tired of these bands not having a sense of fucking humor.
Is this kid a sociopath?
That was Shane from the Tidal Flight who just hung up on us during a live interview. We just barely are getting into it.
Yeah, I hope you all enjoyed that interview, folks.
I was just about to jump into it and ask a question about his music. And, you know, he really kind of ruined that.
Yeah.
Don't check out their music.
I'm going to – we'll call – we'll give him one more shot. Let's give him one more shot. Let's try to talk him out of this here. Probably not going to answer.
Hi, this is Shane Moran.
Okay.
Please.
We'll leave a message.
I'm leaving you a voicemail. Thank you.
All right.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
They should just get to the beep these days.
Hey Shane, it's us from Adobe Radio calling you back, man. You really didn't need to be offended. We were just having a little bit of fun with you. You may have never listened to the show before, but we were just about to get into your music, so we'd like to continue the interview. If you don't want to, that is fine, but we are going to play your music for a lot of people. We can't do that if you're not on the air because it just wouldn't make sense at this point. So give us a call back, 888 99 Adobe. That's 1-888-994-3624. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Bye. What's with these people hanging up on us?
Do you know,
seriously?
Yeah, if I was younger, I would have been really mad, and I'd be blown. I'm just more confused at this point. I don't even give a what damn enough do? To be. Yeah, we didn't do shit.
We weren't insulting the guy. We were just having a little bit of fun, and he says, fuck off, because we asked when he was conceived.
Because we were. I asked if his parents were violent toward him.
Yeah, maybe they were. Fuck off after. I asked that. At,
maybe his parents beginning. Were violent toward him, and I hit a nerve.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what happened here.
Yeah, what if they were?
Yeah.
This kid is really young. He started his band at the age of 13, and they're about 19, 20 years old right now. So I can kind of see how maybe they, they probably haven't done very many interviews. They think that somebody's attacking them if they're just trying to have a little bit of fun.
Well, and Chris is just being a dick. I mean, it's one thing to make fun of somebody who's not around, like the homeless person outside, if it's a girl or a boy. But to say it to his face.
Say what now? What's making fun of him?
A violent childhood. I mean, it's
a little much, Chris. Yeah, actually, I gotta say that question was a little much. But
all right,
and it was right after I asked a question. And I think he got overwhelmed because you didn't give him a chance to answer.
And then you if you ever watch like an interview with Matt Lauer, they talk about
why would I watch an interview with Matt Lauer?
Let me finish, okay, Tom Brokaw, okay.
Now we're talking.
Quality, right?
Yeah.
So that you got to have some fluffer before you get into the deep shit.
Yeah, you went.
That was the fluffer.
You went straight into the deep. Were you sexually molested as a child?
Yeah. Why would you do that? That's not a very good question.
You just jumped right into his skeletons.
Hey, I didn't ask if he was sexually molested. I said if his parents. I asked if his parents were violent toward him.
Why would you even ask that?
Two different questions.
That's the same question.
All right, that's an okay question to ask if you maybe had a reason to ask it, but I think you were just...
I had a reason to ask it.
What was your reason?
I was joking. How about that?
Okay, I'll try calling him one last time.
No, it's well, maybe we've given him... We called him twice.
Last
chance. We left a message.
Now we're like the annoying girlfriend. Please call me.
This is the last... This is his final chance. I'm just tired of.
Hello.
Hey Shane, it's Extreme Bits here at Adobe Radio. Hey man, we didn't mean to offend you or anything.
We apologize.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh come on, Neil.
Oh what the fuck? Okay, now I'm mad.
We're definitely gonna be that annoying girlfriend.
That's okay. Now I'm gonna call.
Please call me.
I'm gonna give his manager a call and let him know what happened.
I just want to talk.
Who hangs up during an apology?
Seriously.
Well, because he knew you were going to unload another dark question.
No, I wasn't.
We were going to get into the interview.
Yeah, but he thought you were.
Because I apologize?
Yeah, the way you said it,
though. Hey, you reached Side One Dummy Records if you know your party's extended.
Hang on, I'm going to call... Chris, this is business right now.
But, okay. Shh. Why are you pointing that out to me?
Staff the mics.
Jason, why don't you talk to his manager? You.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is Eddie and Jason and Chris from IW Radio.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, we were just talking to Shane, and I'm not sure what happened, but he got a little upset and hung up on us. We were, I don't know why he did. We were just trying to have a little bit of fun with him. I don't think we said anything that crossed the line, but we just wanted to. We did apologize to him, but I want to apologize to you in case we really did offend him.
Okay. Actually, their manager just called me, and she's like, yeah, I think one of their friends might have just prank called them or something, and he's tripping out.
Oh,
like,
so...
Okay, what?
So he thinks that this is a... by the way, you're on the air. I should tell you that. So...
Me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to...
Yeah, we're live. Sorry.
I have to disclose that for legal reasons. But so he thinks that his friends are prank calling him right now? Is that what's going on?
Well, no, they just weren't sure because they had, I don't know, the manager just called me and she was like, hey, what is this interview supposed to happen at 6 p.m., right? And I said, yeah. So I said, no, I think it's not for another hour.
Oh, maybe we got our time zones mixed up.
Yep.
Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's why he doesn't think it's a real interview.
Yeah. What did you guys say to him?
We were just asking about where he was conceived, and it was his childhood. I mean, it was lighthearted. I didn't think we crossed the line or anything, but I think he hung up maybe because he thought it was a prank call.
Maybe we should prank call him.
You know, we were starting to get into where he, you know, they started the band when they were 13 years old. Pretty interesting. We were about to get into that, and
yeah,
he hung up on us. So,
oh, well, let me see. I don't know. What do you guys want to do? You want to talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
You still want to talk to him?
We're more than happy to still talk to him. We just think there's a misunderstanding.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, let me see if I can give me a minute and I'll, should I just email you?
Yeah. 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 That's
let me call, good. Let me call him and find out what's up and then I'll call you guys back or I'll shoot you an email real quick.
Okay. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Cool. All right, man.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Cool. Right. Bye.
That was John from Side One Dummy. We're trying to get to the bottom of what happened here.
You know, honestly, I think this takes the place for their interview.
Yeah. I mean,
I really don't want to talk
what
to this
kind
guy.
Of, what more promotion do you need?
I mean... It makes you remember this band, and this band's name is
Tidal Flight.
Thank you. So
they actually do have an interesting story too. There's actually a lot to get into.
Well, I'll just read the bullet points. And
well,
let's,
I think
let's move on.
I think he's probably going to be calling back here. And
yeah, but they've gotten their time on our show. Let's move on. Is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well,
this was great advertising. This was great. Yeah, you know.
Well, I think we handled it very professionally this time.
Yeah, I think so.
And it was.
I was gonna give you a kudos off the air
time.
Everybody knows who Flight of the Bands or whatever they're called is.
Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, was that them?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Tidal Flight.
Tidal Flight. Yeah, I got Flight in there, right? So.
Yeah.
What are you?
I don't know.
Are you trying to help people remember the name of the band?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of the band myself, actually.
How many times have we been hung up on now?
Who's counting?
Half a dozen at least.
Tonight?
Oh, more than that.
Just by bands.
Oh.
Why? What's with these bands?
Lots.
Seriously,
I mean,
are we that out of line?
What other bands?
I think a lot of the time, yes. Tonight, not so much. Not so much
you
tonight.
Know?
They're always bands we don't care about, though.
Yeah, no, we actually did, you know, we don't talk to bands we don't want to talk to anymore. And we thought that would help solve that problem we were having with bands hanging up on us.
Because we were assholes.
Yeah. Like Dinosaur Jr. Ugh.
And
Chris is going to go see the guy who hung up on us next
no,
week,
that's,
right?
No, that's another guy.
Oh, okay.
But he is in the band. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what?
The guy, the bassist from Dinosaur Jr. has a side project, and I'm seeing it Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, something sure that sucks. But,
oh, right.
Yeah.
But you won't go see Kyle Novak stand up? Wow.
That's right.
Wow. What a friend. What a jerk.
You jerk. Well, we'll see if Shane from Tidal Flight gives us a call back or
Tidal
not.
Flight. Yeah, that's the
is that that's it, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't keep forgetting.
We'll see what happens. Stay
great
tuned.
Great band. Check them out.
And maybe you'll check them out tonight. We don't know. I'm not going to play their music if they don't come on the show and apologize.
Yeah.
I think they have to apologize. Otherwise, I say they're a waste of our time.
They really do. He has to apologize. And, you know, like I said, he's a young guy. He's like 19 years old. He doesn't understand the way the business works, and maybe this is a good lesson for him. Let's school him. We'll just teach him a little bit about... I mean, he's going to encounter people who are going to be kind of rude and maybe ask some weird questions in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, really not out of the question of what can happen.
Yeah.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
It's the Extreme Bits Radio Show. Jason was nice enough to open the door to outside and then fart outside for us. So thank you, Jason.
Because
your farts really are pretty brutal, I must say.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know what kind of a diet you're on, but...
Today was Burger King diet.
Uh-huh.
That'll do it.
That will do it. I am.
It's been a while.
Since you've had Burger King?
Yeah.
Well, here's a little segment I thought we would try out. Since Adobe is one of the bigger online radio stations, we get a lot of people that want to be involved and they want to like promote the site on their websites, and usually these people are a little bit off.
Well, if they give us money, money talks.
Well, I don't know. Well, here's the voicemail.
These people don't have money.
No, they really don't. They're just a little. They just want to get involved. Here's
this
a voicemail.
John.
We got.
Calling in regards to your radio station, which I'm now streaming on my internet site if you can give me a call back. 859-431.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, this guy, he called the Adobe Radio voicemail. He left a voicemail saying that he's streaming our station on his site or some shit like that. And I went to his website, and it's an absolute mess.
What's the website?
Let's take
for?
A look.
Well, instead of just we will take a look, and we will the audience can take a look with us. I thought we would do a little segment called the Adobe Radio Board of Directors, and then we're all the board of directors right now. We give this guy a call, and we have him pitch whatever he needs to pitch. Okay, because I think this guy might be a little off his off his rocker.
Do we really want to mess with like people on the edge?
Well, we're just going to hear him out, Chris.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, it's Eddie.
I'm
and,
hanging in there.
I'm here with the Extreme Bits Board of Directors. I have Jason.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We are in a live conference call. And, okay, now, what do you have for us?
Basically, if you can go on my site, I don't know if you can go on the
computer. Oh,
can
we pull that up right here on the projector? Go ahead.
And I'm promoting music of all types under...
What's the website?
The website is femalevoices.net.
Is this porn?
And progressiveland.net. They're both the same. Yeah, well, no, it's not, but it...
is there pornography?
It's been around for 3 years. No, no porn.
Damn it.
You can do your own porn somewhere else. But,
okay,
this is legit. I get a quarter million hits ever on my DVD Divas website. I get a quarter million hits every 3 months. I've been established for the last 10 years in regards to movies and everything else. And I'm trying to promote your type of the genre of alternative. But apparently, alternative is not available in my area.
What?
Since then, Northern Kentucky. Because it's owned by the big company, which is called...
Clear Channel.
Go ahead. You can say the name.
Clear Channel.
They
say it together.
The world, but not in our voice.
No.
Right? So we're trying to change that.
All right.
I am the crazy... I am the crazy guy. Of course you got to be. In this business, you got to be crazy to be involved. But, you know, just like the people in Egypt, you know, sometimes we have the power to make it happen. Correct?
John, I like you. You're just like the people in Egypt. You are, you're rebelling against the authority that is keeping you down.
You're the man of the people, and we like
that. I don't have the rocks or the camel, but...
But you have a website, goddammit.
Like
hey, you got the rocks, bro. Take it from me, you got the rocks.
And the camel. You're a handsome man, too, and we all just want to have sex with you.
And we're not big fans of government.
Give me some females, and I can handle that, but guys, I'll just shake your hand and say good job, and you know we can work together in that realm. But
when you say shake my hand, do you mean my hand?
Your hand.
Oh.
Your left hand, not your right hand, okay? You know what I mean?
Let's get back on track. We're on femalevoices.net, and I this is your website, and you want to help promote Adobe on here. And I'm seeing a bunch of online radio players all over the place. I see just a mess of graphics and links.
This?
I have some hyperlinks.
What is this? What am I looking at right now?
What are we? What
am
are we
I wasting
at?
My time?
Basically, there's a company out of England. Called Radio Tuna, and Radio Tuna, what they have done, as you can see, and you can go to radiotuna.net, all one word, they can take, I don't know how they do it, but they take all these different radio stations and try to put them into their genre in regards to the type of music that they play. But do you know you guys aren't an alternative? You guys are in power pop.
Okay, where
power
are
pop,
we?
And you're only there... Yeah,
don't
that's
yell
what's
at
strange.
Me.
And I talked to the guy who owns the company, and he said it's because of... They look at what you play, and then it kind of narrows it down through algorithm or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, algorithm. Yeah.
Okay, I said that's the wrong category, right?
I'm on your website, femalevoices.net. Where is Adobe? I don't see us.
Okay, go to the right hand side.
All right.
There's the green online player.
Green,
and you'll see power pop, Brit pop, and
pop rock, Brit rock, power pop.
Click on power pop.
Power. Here I go.
Click where it says yeah.
This is hard.
Congress says change station.
I don't know where is that. Change
up
station.
Up top, purple button.
Right or left?
Okay, just like a radio.
I don't understand what's happening.
Press it the other way.
Click it until you see. Click it.
No, the other way. The other way. Press it the other way.
Oh wait, go back.
You did it wrong.
Okay, I'm gonna tune into our station real quick just to test it. Here I go.
John, this is not user friendly.
All right.
This is not user friendly.
Green online player.
Green.
Stop talking over me.
Okay. We got it, and we are now.
There we go.
So now, John, this is very confusing. I don't like. What kind of a person is going to go to this website and then go down to the green online radio player, then click the right button twice, and then find Adobe, then press play? What can you do for us?
That's why I would like to be able to take your station, and you have to help me with this. On the left-hand side, you can see on the top where I took one station that I thought was very impressive, and I put them in their own little box.
So we can get our own little box. This is great. All right.
How much are you going to pay us?
Yeah, what do we get paid for this? To help you out.
$100,000 a year, but I don't expect it to come. You know, I mean, it's
okay. We are so. Tell us, what are you going to do exactly? You're going to give us our own box
for $1,000 a year.
Yes, yes.
You're gonna give us a
that way, you know, people can see that this station is the one that are kind of like the elite of the group.
All right.
Kind of like, you know, what do you call them when you pick your favorite stations? That's what this is all about.
Well, but I like the way you
think
so.
At least here in the greater Cincinnati and the northern Kentucky, there is no radio station playing this. They're playing the classic rock and all that
bullshit.
What can I say, okay? And we've heard that, yes.
Yeah,
we heard bullshit. That before. So I'm trying to make it a little bit, you know.
More hip.
At least for exactly.
Okay.
Get you out of the power pop and show that you are one of the best alternative stations in the country. So,
now, I'm not too comfortable. Right. I'm not comfortable with having Adobe on a .net, to be honest.
Do you have a .com?
Why are you still on the board of directors?
What?
Who let this guy in? Didn't we fire him?
What is with the .net? Why is it not a .com?
Well, because .com was already taken, but if you go to my other site, all three of these names go into the same. They're coming from. If you go to DV Diva, go to dvdivas.net or .com.
DV
what? .net.
Slow down.
DV Divas.
DVDIVAS.net.
This one is porn, though.
Why,
right?
Why is it .net? What?
Why .net?
You're such an elitist,
the comms
Jason.
Are gone. I don't know.
All right.
You got lucky, right, with your comms. So it's like. I didn't get to get my comms, I guess, so I had to go with Nadet.
Okay, John. So you want to put us in the box, and that's how you're gonna quote unquote help us. And what do you want in return for this fantastic promotional opportunity?
No. This is just, you know, maybe we can help each other. I mean,
well, how can we help you?
I'm the one. I want to review some of the groups that you have or to have the interviews on there, and that way I review them, and then you play them, and then everybody is a happy family.
What you want to do? Reviews? You want to do some reviews for my show?
I already do reviews. I already do reviews of music of the groups that you're playing. Exactly.
Okay. Who's give me an example. Who are you reviewing that we're playing?
Well, I that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, give me an example.
I can't say anybody. I don't have anybody right now. I review progressive rock, progressive metal, and
All right. Here's
pretty much the Journey type of groups. Yes.
Can you review one of our artists and have a review ready by next week? This time we call you and you give us the review.
I can do that.
Okay, we'll do that with you, John. And then in the meanwhile, feel free to make our station prominent on your webpage, however you want.
No.
Are we in agreement?
Well, John.
You know what might work better than the box, though, is if you had big Adobe Radio banners on the top and on
work.
The sides of the page.
I could do that. I could send me a banner, and I can move everything down, and I can put a banner of your for free. As I said, I don't get paid for this.
We don't either.
So, you know, I'm doing this we're doing it for the love of it, okay?
Yeah.
Right? For the love of the radio, of music that should be heard, and try to turn people onto it. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, John.
Amen, brother.
All right, Johnny.
John won me over with Journey, so.
Can we call you Johnny?
I'm on board.
Yeah,
you can call me John, yes.
Johnny, okay.
Only thing I need you guys to do is I need you to go to your site, because I can't do anything unless you put this little radio station in the box itself, because they want your email, and I can't do anything unless you kind of go through that procedure to make that
all right.
happen.
So,
and then I can go to my website and link it up.
All right, John, and I want you to review one of our Adobe Radio artists. I will do that for you, and I'll give you my email address, and then... or you can give me the link, and I'll go there and sign up. And then in the meantime, by next week at this time, I need you to review one of our up-and-coming artists. And the artist is, write this down.
Go ahead.
You have a pen?
Go ahead, yes.
Tidal Flight. T-I-T-L-E space or underscore flight, F-L-I-G-H-T. All right, I need you to do
it. How new are they? I mean, are they the brand new, or you've been playing them a lot on the, or what?
They're pretty brand new. I would compare them to an updated version of Journey.
Okay.
So, all right. So just listen to that and find everything you can about those guys out, and then we're going to put you on the air and we're going to get your review. Okay, I want your reviews over the phone, and we're gonna broadcast them live. All right.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Fair enough, John. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. Go ahead and email me, eddie@adobe.com, eddie@adobe.com. All right.
And then I can send you the link for the tuna fish, whatever. The radio tuna, and then we can kind of take it from there.
You smell like tuna fish, and we'll do whatever we can to help you out.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Tuna bus.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. There he goes.
I feel like he might be a radical and trying to overtake the government.
I know.
I like the cut of his jib.
I can't wait for
his
reviews.
What? You might want to think about moving to Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, because now he knows.
I feel like you might fit in.
What the hell are you
like
talking
black
about?
People. You don't.
Me.
You like making fun of people to their faces, not behind their back. And you like grunge and camo.
Camo?
I don't know. Radical.
You're radical. One dude. I'm a left radical, maybe. I don't think I'd fit in Kentucky.
It's a circle. It's not a line, my friend.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Exactly.
Well, I think we did a good job.
It is a circle.
It's a circle.
Are you Elton John? The circle of life.
Left extremist, left radicalism is almost extremist right radicalism.
Well, this has been a very incisive political dialogue.
And on top of that,
Jason
and I, right? And I think that
we need to infiltrate his group.
Do you think we did a good job as board of directors? I mean, do you think we furthered the station with that decision? I think we should have had a vote at the end. I'm sorry, I was trying to rush along because that guy was. I thought he was going to shoot us if we kept him on the line much longer. But
no, I liked it. What the hell? Another link never hurt anybody.
This guy on
it
the
might
air.
Hurt our credibility, though.
To have this guy. Well,
we don't have credibility,
apparently
sir.
Apparently not, because people hang up on us all the time.
Don't we? Yeah, that's our credibility. That's our what people know of us is.
We get people hang up on us.
Yeah. That's what we're like the garbage can of the industry. You just hang up on them.
No respect here.
No respect.
We don't get any respect.
I have no respect.
Can't get no respect
here.
We're
the danger field of radio.
Sir, we really are. We're the danger field of online of radio in general.
Hey, so I called this up and coming young band the other day, and I said, "Hey, were your parents abusive?" And he fucking hung up. I get no respect. No respect.
See, that's why we don't get any respect. You're not helping us.
You're dissing on my danger field?
Yeah.
Oh, you dick.
Chris, you're usually
sounded pretty good out of my channels.
Out of my channels.
I got two channels, both at one and two. Sounding good. Sounded good.
What's weird, Chris, is usually during the band interviews, you're the voice of reason, and at this interview we just did a little bit ago, you were the guy who made it all crumble down.
Presumably.
You
were the wrecking ball.
Yeah. Presumably.
Usually you're like, don't say that. No, no, no.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Well, yeah.
But then this time you just let loose and then you get us hung up on it.
I didn't even let loose.
Chris,
I said one little thing.
This is the first time I've hung up because of you.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
Is it?
I think it is.
I think every time we get hung up, it's because of him.
No, it's you guys.
It's not us.
I'm always trying to make peace and be like, hey,
yeah,
whoa,
usually,
be cool.
But because we don't get hung up all the time, because your reason is usually outshines us. But when we do get hung up, it's because of you.
Usually.
I drop the ball on the reason.
You drop the ball, and you join along in the games that we have.
Touche.
Yeah. So, ultimately, it's your fault.
Maybe you're the voice of reason, because I like what you just did there.
Yeah. I'm a spin master. I should go into politics.
Or work for Fox News, one of the two. It's the Extreme Bits Radio Show. 888-99-ADOBE is the phone number. Welcome back to the big show. What a show. All right. Chris, we were just discussing it might be kind of a funny idea for you to do a live prank call. And
when? Were we discussing this?
Yeah, we were. Out on the balcony just a second ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What if you called a drugstore and tried to... What if you gave the symptoms of being pregnant and see if they can kind of help you out? Maybe they can tell you that you might be pregnant. Like, say you have morning sickness.
You got raped in the ass.
Well, just say you had sexual intercourse unprotected sexual intercourse. You're a little wheezy. Oh, yeah.
Boobs hurt.
Boobs hurt. You're hungry all the time, and you get tired easily.
All right.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna do that. We're gonna call a drugstore right now. And
Chris, is it a take care clinic?
Well, it's just a national drugstore. I'm not gonna give the name. But if it happens to go over the air, then it does.
I'll sing in the meantime.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour hotline.
Ice.
Located at Northeast Corner at a service
you didn't hit Spanish, department, did you?
Press 1. So. For all other departments, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and location, press 3. To hear store hours and location, press 4. To repeat this menu at any time, press the star key.
What a terrible menu. How can I talk to somebody?
Your entry was not recognized. Please try again.
What are you, 60?
I'm sorry. I like to talk to people, not fucking hear automated shit.
I don't like to talk to people at all. I'd rather have an automated thing.
Really? It takes twice as long to go through an automatic.
I hate the automated service because they're just trying to distract you from talking to somebody most of the time.
Well, it tries to give you all the information one would call to ask for.
Seriously. And somebody could just tell me that
information.
Fucking
tell you in 2 seconds. Like, no, bang. You're the kind of person at the grocery store
who'd rather wait in a line to get checked out by a person than just go through the one yourself.
Well, usually I have more than 15 items, so Chris, I don't have a choice.
Get yourself pumped up here. Here we go. These things are open 24 hours a day.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour
What makes you think that if you call another store, they're not going to have the thing?
For cosmetics, press 2. To inquire about the Take Care Clinic at this location, press 3. To hear the hours and location, press 7. For customer service, press 0. To return
That's why.
To the main menu, press 9. To repeat this menu at any time,
0.
Press the key. Please remain...
Okay, here you go, Chris. Love this jam. Oh, yeah. Come on, answer. Live prank phone. Bad customer service so far.
Thank God, 24-hour Walgreens, Rusty. How may I help you?
Hi, thank you. Hi, hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I'm not so good. I'm really scared. Jesus.
What's going on? I've
missed my last 3 periods. And
Hold on a second. Let me connect you to the pharmacy.
Okay.
He doesn't want to deal with you.
He just thinks it's a girl. And there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, don't say you missed your periods. You can't say that, Chris. Make it ambiguous.
You gotta say, hi, I'm Chris.
Yeah, but make it all ambiguous. That's the point of this prank call.
Don't tell me how to do my call.
Seriously, that's the whole joke. It's ambiguous.
Your nipples are getting bigger.
Hey, you. Just a reminder from Hallmark. Valentine's Day is not for saying I love you.
The store is terrible.
I love us.
Say you took a bunch of hormones as a drug test.
Has a range of
you took a bunch of estrogen to see what effects it would have on a man.
And bows and sparkle and shine to cards with plenty of laughs for your funny Valentine. Hallmark has all you need to celebrate Valentine's
Day. Oh, my God.
Because life is a special occasion.
How busy can they be?
Walgreens, there's a way to share the love.
You know, it's not like you're calling tech support for Best Buy.
Huh.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, at least we have this.
Yeah, it's Marvin Gaye. I love the shit out of Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
You're not cool.
If you're just joining us, live prank call. Chris is calling a drugstore. He has some feminine problems. We're going to see if they can properly diagnose and help him. We're on hold. Who knows how long this will take? Mm-hmm. The song is great, Chris. I think this is the song you got knocked up to.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Bye, Eddie.
That would surprise me.
Really?
Yeah.
Roofies.
But I remember the song. You'd think I'd remember you.
He's forgettable.
Yeah. In and out.
After the sex, I wanted to rearrange furniture.
What is happening here?
Or Megan's life, excuse me.
Why is the phone ringing? I think it's
a callback.
This drugstore sucks.
Yeah, oh my God.
Great prank call.
Worst customer service of all time. You call a place and you say that you're scared, and then they say, okay, I'll give you the pharmacy.
No, call hotline, like the crisis management hotline.
No, we're not going to harass those people.
No, we need to waste resources. Let's just waste corporate America's time.
24-hour Walgreens. For photo, press 1. Please remain on the line to speak with a member of our staff.
Okay, here you go, Chris. That's some great music. Hot.
Thank you for calling us for our Walgreens, where we still offer flu shots every day. This is Alex. Can I help you?
Maybe. I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry?
I'm pregnant. I mean, hi.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Doing well, how are you?
I'm pregnant.
Okay.
Can
I help you?
Maybe. okay, I think I'm pregnant. You know, I've been really nauseous lately, and, you know, alcohol hasn't been tasting as good, and,
yeah, you probably shouldn't drink alcohol if you're pregnant.
Yeah, my breasts are huge. They're really big. And I don't know, it hurts to lactate. And I've been reading on WebMD, and I'm either pregnant or I have a tapeworm.
Okay, maybe you should go to the doctor. How can I help you?
Are you a doctor?
I'm not.
Oh, well, God damn it, why are you wasting my time?
Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, you can get me a fucking doctor.
You can call the 911 or go to the emergency room.
911. Why would I bother those people?
Oh. Chris, you always get people to hang up on you. What's your problem?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He needs a reason, Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
That was pretty.
Why'd you just come out with saying I'm pregnant, though? Wasn't that the whole idea?
He's not. He doesn't have.
Why do you always have to give the play-by-play?
If you want,
that's the point of radio.
Do you
want to
do the fucking prank?
If you want it done a certain way, you do it yourself. Otherwise,
thank
let
you.
Him take it over.
Well, I'm just saying that's the point of radio is to talk. So I'm just trying to talk.
Excuse me for doing my job. I think the point of radio is to talk out of your mouth and not out of your ass.
Well let me remove the microphone
call, then?
From your ass.
I'm pretty sure that prank call was your ass.
I call that gold. Comedy gold.
Okay. Now, Chris, that was a pretty good prank call. I'm
to
not
Kyle
gonna
Novak,
lie.
That
thank
was
you.
Probably gold. But to us, B.
Bronze? Silver?
Pretty good.
B.
Pretty good.
All right.
I mean,
well, I'll take it.
Gold, you placed.
To your level, it's a gold.
This is far.
Well, you know, pranks aren't my thing.
And well, it was far beyond a participation ribbon.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was past a bronze. It was past a silver.
You're
probably a B.
A gold medal, but at the Special Olympics.
Fourth place medal. You get that one.
Maybe fourth and a half if that existed.
Regular Olympics or special?
Special, now that you asked.
You wouldn't even have qualified in the regular.
No.
Oh, burn?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
888-99 Adobe. We never heard back from our friends in Title Flight.
Oh, thank God. I mean,
wait, actually, the time zones were mixed up. I forgot. They think we're calling right now, according to their manager.
You're not really going to call,
are you? I'm
pretty
sure we already gave them enough of our time.
Yeah.
I know we did, but
I feel like our time's more valuable. I really don't want to interview them. If you call them, then we're going to have to be forced to interview them.
I'm just saying that they think
and
we're
it's
going
to be
right
awkward
now.
Because we got a bone to pick.
Or you
chip
the
on
same
our shoulder.
Exact question.
Yeah.
That might work.
So your parents were violent towards you, huh?
And you're holding some aggression towards that.
That's fine.
We're listening.
Well, it's only as awkward as
let's get
tissue.
Real.
All right, Chris, hang on a second. Don't get him to hang up. We're calling right now.
Chris, do it. Get him to hang up. Do it. Just do it.
You think that'd be good radio because I'd get mad? I would get mad, but I really wouldn't. I don't care.
Not you. Just tell him to do it. I don't care if you get mad.
This is Shay Moran.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
All right.
We are like the annoying girlfriend.
Now we are.
Maybe I'll talk. Maybe if I call him out later, he'll pick up because he won't recognize my number.
You know, just fuck that. You know, how come we are the asshole of online radio? Seriously.
Someone has to be, and I actually quite enjoy it.
It is a little weird. Fun, but we still can't.
You don't enjoy it?
I do at times, but it's a little annoying that these a-hole bands will just hang up on us, and, you know, I'm just a little sick of it.
Name one band that's actually big that's hung up on us.
None. None of the big guys ever hang up. It's always
it's
little
always
bands
the small guys
that never go anywhere.
Are
not that these guys aren't gonna go anywhere, but what?
Should we care more, Eddie?
What?
That might be the issue. We don't care enough.
What do you mean?
We don't care enough about the band because either we don't know them or we're not fans.
Maybe that's so. Well, I thought we had some good research tonight, and we're going to talk about that band a little bit, but you know, whatever. I don't know. I think we're just assholes, I guess. Who knows?
Well, let's embrace it.
I guess let's just embrace it. What can we do?
There's bands out there that enjoy people like us.
Yeah, there are.
And there's people out there that'll enjoy
Hello.
Us.
Hello.
Hey, we have our manager, Crystal, on the line. Crystal, we just got hung up, or not just, but a little bit earlier in the show, a band hung up on us.
Twice.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Are we assholes?
Yeah.
Am I an asshole?
Chris, this isn't about you.
Yeah,
it's about the show.
Shut up, asshole! I'm asking the lady a question.
Can we get down to business? Did everybody send their cock pictures in?
No, I never got a link.
Oh, what? I sent mine in.
Who did you send your cock picture to?
Crystal,
you just CC'd it to everybody.
I don't know. Just an email. My cock picture's there. I can't believe you guys didn't do it.
Eddie,
did you do it?
Yeah. Crystal, did you get those?
No, I didn't.
No, it's going through the producer.
To
the
guy.
Yeah.
To the band, the Title Flight. Right? What? That's where I sent mine.
They're mesmerized by it. They didn't know it could be so small.
Crystal, I know that we're going to send you some penis pictures. You're going to forward those to some porn producer. Whoa.
So we're sending them to Crystal directly?
Or something like that. I don't know.
I don't
She's
know
gonna
if
give
we
us
should
a contact.
Send... I don't know if she could handle all our cocks on one screen.
You getting all modest now?
On one screen.
Nice.
She might hoard it.
Is it a widescreen? You're going to need the extended
panoramic
format.
View?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get a TV and I'll hook it up to that.
You're going to need a 36-inch screen.
52 when
Good
you open
know.
Mine.
Fine. It's because you have to zoom in so far. You need...
Let's see all the pixels you can get. So these bands always hang up on the show, Crystal. And we just got hung up on again by some little
stop
band.
Just stop sending them penis pictures and
what?
Maybe they won't hang up on you.
I don't understand.
Eddie, stop sending them penis pictures. I don't think she was talking to Jason and I.
Come again?
No, I'm done. Give me like 20 minutes. We'll see.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But have you had any of your clients hang up on us?
No. I prep them before they talk to you.
And they're also porn stars, so...
They have to be prepped. I forgot about that.
I think porn stars have seen it all.
By the way, you're supposed to book some sort of a porn star guest for us soon. Is it this week?
And he couldn't really do it this week, but he wants to do it, and he has a bit that you guys should probably do together, which would be a good bonding experience, I think.
Okay.
What does that mean?
And you also lost me at bonding together.
Yeah, I'm not going to bond together with a male porn star.
And a comedy bit.
I don't even want to go down that path.
You should just buy a container of cinnamon, and we'll talk about it when we get him on the show.
Is this a container of cinnamon?
I think it means stick your penis in cinnamon.
I know what the bit is.
What?
Because last week you tried to get her to snort Mrs. Dash, so now she's going to try to make us eat cinnamon. With this guy. Real original, Crystal.
Yeah, good
Real
job. Original. Come on, next.
Seen it all here.
Oh, you guys already ate cinnamon? Did I miss that one?
We already had that bit.
Yeah, we didn't do it, but we had some jackass do it. A fan do it.
That's why Mrs. Dash is nothing.
Too far?
That was 7 years ago. He's not listening.
No, I think he actually is.
But maybe.
Anyway, moving on.
Aaron, you're listening? Thanks.
Yeah.
His name?
I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went on to MySpace a couple weeks ago, and I went on the show's MySpace, which is just like a dump of spam.
Yeah.
But he's on our friends list, and he still has XBF in his name in MySpace.
Well,
and
nobody...
he still uses his MySpace, though.
Oh, he does?
And you know what? Don't make fun, because Crystal does, too.
Crystal, you still... What? You use MySpace?
Yeah, get with the
time. No, I don't, actually. I haven't logged in for, like, a few months.
No, bullshit. I saw you post something 2 weeks ago when I looked.
Oh, I have a Ping FM set up, and it posts to my Twitter and Facebook and MySpace all at once, so it probably still posts there, actually.
Likely story.
Yeah, whatever. You like MySpace.
It's okay. 2 million other people like it, too, still.
You're a 12-year-old girl from 2004.
I wish.
What?
So does Chris.
What?
He's pregnant, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris is expecting.
Congratulations.
So tell your porn star friend that he needs to come up with something a little better than cinnamon. That's stupid.
I think that was on Mythbusters, actually.
I have an idea. He's like, who's on candy? And you're like, who? And he's like, that's what I'm asking. Who's on candy?
What do you mean? Are you trying to be
the porn star? Who's on her?
Is that even a porn
star? You know
what?
Shut the fuck up.
Is that funny?
I don't get it.
Was that funny?
That was not funny.
That was so not funny.
God damn you guys.
On so many levels.
Novak.
You didn't. Dude, that was a Novak squared.
Oh.
You comedian?
Novak squared. Come on.
Yeah, dude.
Bullshit.
You didn't even laugh when you said it.
Yeah.
Or after.
And you kept trying.
Who laughs at their own jokes?
I chuckle.
I know, and it's very distracting.
I chuckle after I say it, or even while saying it. But you didn't. You barely.
I have a dry sense of humor, sir.
You should move to England.
Maybe I will.
Stop brushing your teeth.
You might not fit in still.
Ouch. I have lots of friends.
We go.
Crystal's my friend, aren't you?
Chris goes watch 3D porn with another dude.
She didn't say anything.
And Eddie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Eddie went?
Yeah, Eddie went.
Eddie went to 3D porn with Chris and another dude. Did you feel like the third wheel?
No,
who? No, there was another guy.
There's three guys.
Guys.
It wasn't weird. There's three guys. And there's a lot of...
it was a whole hipster scene. Wasn't what you think it is.
Okay, so you guys fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of hipsters watching 3D porn. Why wouldn't you be there?
Yeah.
I think there's like a website like lookatthisfuckinghipster.com.
That's old news, son.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not on the hipster latest news.
Crystal, you have
subscribe
a,
to
do you
that
have a quick
RSS
Hollywood
feed.
Do you have a quick Hollywood report before we let you go? Any celebrity sightings or...
Yeah, I went to the X-Biz Porn Awards this week, so... Saw like everyone there.
All right, name a name and tell us what they were doing quickly.
Ron Jeremy was there with this lady that was kind of scary looking and short and old. That's I don't even know who it was.
His wife.
So you saw Ron Jeremy this week. Anything else?
Yes, I went to eat lunch at the Ivy, and I saw the Tatiana Ali.
Who's that?
Eating after that. And, Ashley from Fresh Prince.
Oh. Oh, okay. The older sister?
The younger one.
Younger, okay. Who else did you see? That's a pretty big sighting, actually, because I liked that show when I was growing up.
We still reference the theme song all the time.
I don't know. Mary Carey was at the Porn Awards, too.
Who?
And
Mary Kay?
Mary Carey.
Mary, who's that?
She was on, like, a VH1 Celebrity Rehab show.
Okay. Who else?
She's a porn star. You know, all the regular porn stars like Tommy Gunn and Sonny Leone and
all your friends.
Yeah.
Well, so who's going to be on the show next week? What's the porn star's name?
Dane Cross.
Dane Cross. Okay, we're looking forward to talking.
It's not
to
that Dane. Very good of a name.
Not really. We'll talk to him about that.
Oh, you will.
We'll talk to him about changing his name. I think we can do some things for this guy's image.
What was that one thing you could do? Like, I think how to make your porn name. We used to say it in like middle school. Is like
middle your middle the street name. You were born on, your first dog, and I don't know what the That's fuck
it.
Else.
Oh, I thought it was like your middle name and the street you grew up. Yeah. Of the house you grew up in.
Yeah,
that's I don't
it
know.
Too. There's two. Something. Of them. Okay, so what was yours?
It's your first pet, and then the street you grew up on. Like mine is Trixie Devon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Trixie Yvonne, that's, yeah.
Devon.
Mine is Abby 50 Seconds Straight.
Yes, if you're ever born. Jason.
Buddy Owens.
Oh, that's good. Mine's Scruffy Eaton.
He took the cake.
I'm calling bullshit on Eddie's.
No, I'm dead
Sam
serious.
Summit Drive.
Sam Summit Drive. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Oh shit.
Yeah, right. Yours is weird, Chris.
But what do you do Abby? When you're born on a numbered street?
Next closest proximity. Think about it.
Wadsworth.
Abbey Federal.
Abbey. No.
Yeah.
You gotta make funny. It. You could say Abby Federal.
Federal.
That sounds retarded.
Well, it's better than 52nd Street.
Yeah, you're right. I should spend some time working on my porn name.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Please get on.
I'll do that.
Some research.
Because we're gonna talk to what is it? David Cross.
Dane.
Dane Cross.
From Arrested Development, right? David Cross.
Yeah.
No, that's if David Cross and
Dane Cross
had a baby.
All right. Dane Cross.
Yeah.
Our big guest, hopefully he doesn't hang up on us next week.
He can't be offended easily, can he?
He can if we say that he didn't jizz correctly in a scene or something. I don't know. How do you offend a porn star?
His cock hooks to the right.
Maybe he's in a fetish film where that happens. Who knows? I think you can only offend him if you say he can't get it up.
That would be a pretty big burn.
Really?
That's their job.
It's yeah, like saying happen. It's like saying drive a bus, but you can't drive the bus.
Or saying you suck at your job. Well, most people do, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, but most people don't actually suck at their job. This guy does.
Or he gets sucked.
No, back again.
Man, shut up. You should have said most people don't suck at their job, but he gets sucked at his job.
Thanks, Novak. You're way to tell me how to improve my comedy. Did you read that in a book?
Yeah, let me tell you why that was funny. It was funny because it was a negative image of what people were thinking. I read that in How to Be Funny 6 by Walter Matthau. All right. Well, thanks, Crystal, for being on the big show. We appreciate your celebrity sightings when they happen.
Yeah, no problem.
And we look forward to the big interview with the small David Cross.
And make sure you keep your eye out for Bill Cosby.
I'm always looking. I was looking at the Porn Awards. I didn't see him.
You know, that would have been a perfect place for him.
It's weird. I see him every time I watch porn.
That's disturbing.
Isn't there a porn?
Yeah, it's gross to me.
There's a Cosby like porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Where did, I think we watched it here. Like we
no, we watched like the trailer.
The trailer for
and
it
they
here.
Did the spoof of the cold open, and it's really awkward
because it's spot on.
But why would you want to watch the Cosby Clan in a porn?
What the?
Is she drowning? Crystal, are you okay?
Hello. Oh, yeah. What?
All right, we're gonna let you go, and thanks for being on the show.
A couple blows.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Talk. So let's wrap it up with Chris's final thought, everybody's favorite part of the show.
Not mine, because it means it's over.
Yeah, Jesus.
What a gentleman. And a scholar.
Final thought.
Hang on real quick.
All right, Becky. Thank you much.
What in the hell was that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I know what that is. Right. What did we learn on the show? Well, I'm pregnant. It's a pretty big reveal. I think that pretty much sums it up, Eddie. I'm pregnant.
Is that
or it? I have a tapeworm.
That's
I don't
all,
know.
That's all you got for us.
Either way, a life is growing inside of me. And I know either way I can't pay for it, too. I don't know. I can't afford it. Eddie, back to you.
Okay, for all of us here at Extreme Bits, thank you for listening.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, Becky, thank you much.
Yes.
All right, Becky, thank you much.
God damn it, Gary Shapiro.
All right, Becky, thank you much. All right, Becky, thank you much. All right, Becky, thank you much. All right, Becky, thank you much.
I'm about to beat you with this microphone.